ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shir will be Ezra Hashem be a Masechta Nida Daf Mem Zayin. And we're going to start with the Mishnah that talks about the simonim of Nairus and Bagrus. But before we start, we're going to be makdim with the Yedua de Chakira in regards to the simone gadlus by a girl and by a boy. The G'day de Achreinim Archaiker, are the simone gadlus a siba for the gadlus, or are the simone gadlus just a simon for the gadlus? The tzad that they are a siba means that when a ben or a bas develops the simanim, those simanim are a certain maturity within the guf of the ben or the bas, and that maturity, that development, that's the gadlus. Once the child develops that level of maturity where they have the simanim, the child is now not a child anymore. He or she is a gadol or a gdaila. That's the tzad that it's a siba. The tzad that it's a simen is that really the maturity is something which is not seen la'ayin within the guf. There's a certain maturity that goes on within the etzem guf of the ben or the bas, and it's seen from an outward perspective when the simanim appear. So when we notice simanim, that's indicative that this ben or bas reached a level of maturity which is called gadlus. But it's not the actual development of the simanim, which is the godless and the maturity of the guf mitzad atzmai. These are the two tzadim. Now what's the nafkamina? So one of the big nafkaminas that are brought down to the achrayinim is the tshuvas harashba, which we've mentioned in the past in the shir tadaf memvav and the shir tadaf memhei, that discusses in a case where a girl was makabel kedushin and it wasn't clear how old she was. Was she already 12 years old or was she younger? The rashba discusses that l'chayre there is a svek sveka to be matar this girl lo'aylam. First of all, maybe she wasn't 12. And secondly, even if she was 12, maybe she doesn't have simanim. And the Rashba is Messiahim, that a nira lahaka, we should not be makel based on this veksveka. And he's not mefarish, why not? So we mentioned that there's a rikas in the Tshuvas Ma'arit, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Aleph, and then again in Simen Nun Aleph, to explain in various seifanim why the Rashba lemaisa holds that there is no veksveka. So we mentioned in the past two possible pirushim. One shot we said is because we know that the bas has to have shanim and simanim. But is the function of the shanim just in order to be kaveya, that the simanim are actually simanim and not ashuma? Or are the shanim mitzar atzmam also mitzurif to what's kaveya, that this child is a gdaila? If you say that the shanim are also part of the kvias that makes her to be a gdaila, so then it's possible to say it's a svek sveka. Does she have shanim? Does she have that ingredient of godless? And even if she does, maybe she doesn't have simanim, she doesn't have the second ingredient of godless. But if you say that the purpose of the shanim is not really to create godless mitzad atzmam, they're not mitzurif to the actual godless, but rather the shanim just are kaveya, that the siris that appear are real siris, real simani godless, and not just the shuma ba'alma, so it comes out there really is only one suffix. Does she have siris? Does she have simanim? Or doesn't she have simanim? The shanim is just there in order to be kaveh that they are actually simanim and not a shuma. But the shanim mitzad atzmam don't do anything to the godless. Im kein, there's only one suffik and it's not a svek sveka. That's one pirush which we said. The second pirush which we spoke out is that even if you say that there are two separate svekas, one if there's shanim and the other one if there's simanim, but the regular naked that's out of the suffik that she has shanim, she's already 12, there's no makam anymore to be mistapik whether or not she has the simanim. because there's the Chazaka, the Rava, that tells us that every girl that reaches the age of 12 years old, Vaday has the Simanim. That was the second pshat which we spoke about. And now we're going to speak about a third pshat which is brought down over there in the Ma'arit in Siman Nun Aleph. And that's Bitli Tali and the Chakira that we started off with. If you say that the Simanim are a Siba for Godless, so then there would be a Makim to make a Svek Sveka. It's a Safik whether or not it has the Siba of the Simanim, and there's another Safik whether or not it has the Siba of the Shanim. But if the Simanim aren't a Siba for the Godless, it's just a Simen, a Raya Ba'alma that she's a Gdaila, so it comes out that the Simanim and the Shanim are not two separate Svekas. There's only one Safik. The one Safik is whether internally this Guf is a Gadol, a Gdaila, or not. The two different rayas that could possibly be brought, legabi that one suffix, is one from the angle of the simanim and one from the angle of the shanim. But both of those are only rayas to the one single solitary suffix as to whether or not her guf is a guf of a gdaila or a guf of a ktana. Therefore, it wouldn't have a din of a svek sveka, it has the din of only one suffix. That's the Maritz pshat to explain why the Rashba doesn't have a svek sveka. Now, Reb Ruven Grozovsky in Chedushi Reb Ruven, Masech Yevamos, Simen Tazayin, Ois Beis, asks L'chayra in Moridika Ha'ara on this Marit. And he says, Bishlama, as far as the Simanim are concerned, it's possible to say that the Simanim are just a Raya that this Guf underwent a certain maturity, a certain Godless. And it's not the Siba of the Godless itself. But as far as the Shanim are concerned, Hare, we spoke about that there's another Chakira. Are the Shanim just a time when the Simanim are considered actually Simanim and not a Shuma? Or the Shanim themselves also play a role within the Godless? If we're going to take on the Tzad, that the Shanim themselves also play a role within the Godless, L'chayre mitzad the Shanim, it's impossible to say that the Shanim are also just a Raya that this Guf underwent the Godless. Because how could Shanim be a Raya this way or that way? Shanim come Mimela. The time is going to pass, this girl is going to reach the age of 12, whether or not her guf became mature, became a gadol, or didn't become a gadol. So b'achreich, as far as the shanim are concerned, we're going to be muchrach to say that the shanim themselves is the maturity within the guf, and that is the godless itself. It's not an indication or raya that there's a different godless. So im kein, mehai taima, the Rashba again should have a svek sveka. First of all, there's a suffix whether or not this guf has the maturity of shanim, which is mitzad the shanim a siba and not a simen. And even if the guf does have this maturity of shanim, there's another suffix whether or not it has the maturity, which is indicated i.e. the simen of the simanim or not. So tainat Ruvein, this cannot be pshat in the Rashba, because the rega we say that the shanim mitzad atzmam are also playing a role within the godless, even if we say that the simanim are just a raya and a simen and they're not a siba, we're still going to have a svek sveka. And if we're going to say that the shanim mitzad atzmam don't play a role in the godless, the shanim are just kaveya, whether or not the siris are actually simanim or shuma, so then anyway there's no svek sveka, mehai tai magufa, like we said earlier in the shir, the first pshat in the Rashba, that the shanim aren't mitzad atzmam a suffix of godless, they're just a reason that the simanim should be simanim, so there's really only one suffix, whether they're simanim or not. So Mamanav Shach Tain Reb Ruvein, this Pshat L'Chayra doesn't work in the Rashba, V'tzarech Ian, Ayin Sham, that he's Mayrach. So this is the Ikra Chakira, and this is how the Marit says, the Rashba explains why there's no Svek Sveka, and this is the Taina of Reb Ruvein against the Marit. Now in the Gufa Sofik, whether or not the Simanim are a Simen or a Siba, there are Kamarayas Lakan or Lakan. First of all, the Etzem Loshan of Simen sounds like it's just a Simen Ba'alma. The Marit himself is Ma'ir this. Yesh Lahaisif, that the Lashon of the Gemara later on Memchesim and Beis is Samchinon, we are Seimech on the Simanim. That definitely sounds like it's a Raya and not that they themselves create the Godless. The Lashon of Rashi and of Memchesim and Aleph, in regards to the Simon Atachta in the Simanim of Cyrus, he says that the Simanim of Cyrus are better than the Simanim Ha'al Yainim because they are a Simon Muvak. The Lashon of Simon Muvak is something which could only be used in regards to a raya and not in regards to something that actually creates the godless. Either it creates the godless or it doesn't create the godless. There's no muvak and not muvak shaykh in regards to that. The Ma'arit also says that this, that a simon godless is only a simon and not a siba, is daime to the simonic kashrus that we find by behemoth chayas and eifais. There too, says the Ma'arit, that it's only a simon ba'alva, that this is a min, this is an animal which the Torah allows us to eat. But it's not that the actual simani kashrus create the tahara of the animal. They're just a riot to the tahara. And this is something that B'siyata D'Shmaya we were mayrach about in the Shiurim in Perek Eilu Treifis, Shimu Uschi Nafshachem. Zogt Maharit, I'll bring you a raya that it's only a simon and not a siva. Because the Mishnah later, on our daf, on the Femzayin Amud Beis, brings down that a saris and an islandess, which never develop Cyrus or other simani gadlus, they also get a Shem Gadol once they reach the age of 20 or the age of 18. Without the simanim, that tells us that they're a saris and an islandess, and they have a din of a Gadol. Zogt Maharit, from here you see that the Cyrus, the usual simanim, are just a simon ba'alma. Because if they were the Siba that creates godless, how does a Saris and Islandess become a godless without them? The fact that once we know there are Saris and Islandess, we say that they're a godless without the Cyrus, is a raya that the godless is not created by the Cyrus, it's just alluded to, it's indicated to Aide the Cyrus. And an Islandess and a Saris which don't have the Cyrus, so what teaches us that they're godless is the fact that they're a Saris and Islandess itself. Now, it's important to point out that this is a raya taka, that godless is not created by the Cyrus, it's just indicated by the Cyrus. But the emes is, as we see in our Mishnah on our daf, besides for the general shayla of katnus or godless, which is something that's nageya sai by a ben and sai by a bas, there's also a certain stage within the godless of a bas called nairus. Once she's 12 years old and she has Cyrus, so she has a din of a gedayla, legabi einchen, legabi chiyu of mitzvahs, legabi that she could be makabel kedushin, etc. Nevertheless, she's bershusa av, linin maisi adeo, linin mitziyosa, linin nidareo. And that's because she's in this shlav, she's in this stage called nairus. And that remains for 6 months until she graduates from nairus and she becomes a begeris. As we'll see, Bezos Hashem behemshech of this year. Now, an islandess goes mekatnus lebagrus. Because she never has Cyrus, so she never actually becomes a Naira. She's a Ktana, and once we establish that she's a Gdoila, she has a din of a Begeres immediately. So Umkain, mitzad this raya that the Marit brings, that you see from a Saris on an islandess, that even without Simonim, they have a din of a Gadol, must be that the Cyrus are only a raya and they don't create the Godless. That's true in regards to Godless and Katnus. That Godless is only indicated idea to Simonim, the Cyrus don't actually create the Godless. But as far as this shlav, the stage called nairus is concerned, it's still possible to say that what actually creates the nairus is the cyrus. The cyrus are a siba for nairus. And it's different than the general godless. To have the shem of a naira, you need the cyrus to actually create that shem, to actually create that stage. Which is why an islandess never becomes that. Adkan this nekuda. And now, let's be maisif another raya that the Ma'arit brings, that is just a simen and not a siva. And that's from the Sugya Masecht Yevamos Daf Yud Beis, which we also spoke about in a previous shir, that says, banim harehem kesimanim. That if you have a girl that doesn't have simanim, she doesn't have Cyrus, but she gives birth to a child, the ben itself is kesimanim. Zogt Ma'arit, this is another raya that the simanim are not what creates the godless, it's just a raya for godless. Therefore, you can have a girl that never had the simanim, and the fact that she has banim is also a raya that she's a gedayla. But if the Cyrus themselves is what created the godless, that's the maturity which is godless, then banim isn't that. So you would not be able to have the din of banim harehem kisimanim. Adkan divrei hamarit. However, there's another way to look at this. And Reb Ruvain Grzovsky, in Chidushei Reb Ruvain in Masechta Yevamos, Simen Yud Ches, is ma'ir this, that Reb Chaim in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, Hilchas Ishas, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, his nusach is that the banim atzmam are the simanim godless. Just like Cyrus are simanim, banim are also simanim. So even if we say that the simanim is what creates the godless, it's not a kasha why she has a din of a gedayla with banim. Because there are two kinds of simanim. There's simanim of Cyrus, and there's a simon of banim themselves. That's also a simon which creates the godless. So from banim areyeku simanim, there isn't a raya that it's a simen and not a siba. Now it's yidua to bring a farkerta raya from Divrei Ashita Mekubetzes and Masechta Bava Basra Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that if you have two edim that are meyed, that a person ate in his friend's field for 1 year, and then another two Edom that are made that he ate a second year, and then another two Edom that are made that he ate a third year. These three kitos of Edom, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, could be mitzarif to each other for Edus legabi cheskos gamoshanim. And it's not a problem of davar v'lei chatzi davar. When is there a problem of davar v'lei chatzi davar? That's if you have two Edom that are made echad begaba, and two Edom that are made echad bekreisa. So you have two Edom on one seir, and another two Edom on the other seir. So in order to be mitzarif these two Edom, that this girl should be a gdela because she has shtei sairis, that's going to be a problem of chatzi davar, because each one mitzar atzma is only being made on a chatzi davar. Now the shaila is, what's the difference between chazaka and shtei sairis? Why in regards to chazaka does it not have a din of chatzi davar, and in regards to shtei sairis it does have a din of chatzi davar? So the Shita Mekubetza says over there, v'zeh l'shaynay, the gabe sairis shabi asan hi hagadlus amrinim bechatzi davar. In regards to sairis, the sairis, they themselves, is the godless. So it comes out one seir is only chatzi davar. It's only chatzi of the godless that's meant to come ayidei shtei sairis. Aval b'chazaka she'ena ela l'raya ve'ena guf haknia. Whereas by cheskos gemoshanim, where it's not the actual chalais hakinya that happens ayidei the chazaka, it's just a raya that it belongs to this person, le'amrinan be'chatzi davar v'hareze nachayim. So the Shita is telling us a klal in Hilchas Chatzi Davar, which has to be learned b'mkaymai and in its sugya, that Chatzi Davar is only when we're talking about the Gufa Davar. In the Gufa Davar, a Chatzi Davar is a Chatzi Davar. But if we're talking about a Raya for something else, then a Chatzi Raya doesn't have a Shem of a Chatzi Davar, and it could be Mitzurif to another Chatzi Raya, and we'll listen to the Edom. But a Kaponim, Teich Dvarav, you see, that he holds that Cyrus is the Gufa Davar, like his Lashon, Shebi Asan, Hi Hagadlus. This is a raya, Zagin Dachreinim, that he holds that the Shtei Cyrus, that itself is the maturity of godless. And not that they're just a raya ba'alma, that there is godless. Yesh harbe malaharich bazeh, ayin chidusha Reb Shlomo Hyman, in the Ksavim, in Simon Yotes, he writes a letter over there to Rabbi Chanan, ve'ein kan mekaymai, barak abanim, this is the raya that the Dachreinim bring. So we have in summary, we have a chakira, whether the simani godless are a siba or a simon. We said B'Shem the Ma'arit that he says that because it's just a simen, that's why the Chufas HaRajba says there's no Sfek Sfeka. We said over a tine of Reb Reuven Grozovsky that the Shanim are for sure a Siba, not a simen, so there still should be a Sfek Sfeka, so that can't be pshat in the Chufas HaRajba. And we said different Rayas. We said a Diuk from the Lashon of Simen, a Diuk from the Lashon of Samchinon, and a Diuk from the Lashon of Rashi that says Simen Muvik. And we brought the Ma'arit's Raya from Sris and Islandis, and we spoke on an important Nakuda that him came, we just have a raya that legabe godless, the Cyrus are just a simon and not a siba. But legabe, the stage of Nairus, could very well be that the Cyrus are actually what creates the Nairus, and not just a simon. We spoke about the raya of Banam Areim Kisimanim, and we spoke out Reb Ruvain's Taina, based on Reb Chaim, that that's not a raya, because it could be the Banam Mitzad Atzmam are also the Simanim. And then we said over the Yeduah that arrived from the Shita Mekubetzes in Masechta Bava Basra that he's mashma that be asan he hagadlus that the sires are a siba for godless and not just a simon for godless. Ad kan this mardiki is soidus the inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah brings down mashal mashlu chachamim beisha paga beichel vitzamel. This Mishnah is talking about the simanim al yainim. Up until now, we always spoke about Cyrus, which are the simanim atachtainim. Here, the Mishnah refers to the simanim that are noticeable in the dadim of the Isha. And the Mishnah says that there are three stages. Paga, when she's a ktana, Beichel, which is narus, and Tzemel, which is bagrus. The Hemshech of the Mishnah says, Ezehu simaneha, what are the simanim? And the Mishnah brings down, a machlekes, four different shitas in the Tanayim. Later on in the Gemara says, towards the bottom of the Amid, Tana Rabbanan, Elu hain simani bagris. These are the simanim of bagris. And the Brisa brings down another four different shitas in the Tanayim, what the simani bagris are. Now there's a major machlekes harishainim, the simanim that the Mishnah talks about, ezu simanim, what are they referring to? Are they also referring to simani bagris like the Gemara, the Brisa, or are they referring to simani nairus? Rashi says, b'divir maschal ezu simaneha, atzemalkai, that the Mishnah also is talking about the simane bagrus. Now, one of the questions that's asked on Rashi is that one of the Tanoim of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. And he says, Kadeshiye Naisen Yade Ala Ukits Vushekeya Vashaya Lagzar. And then in the Braisa, again, there's one of the Shitas Rabbi Yaisi, and there he says something else. Mishitake fa atara. Now Rashi himself asks this question, and he says, Hainu Shiura Dam Rabbi Yaisi Nami Bamasnisen. Bames, both of them happen at the exact same time. They're just different simanim, different symptoms that happen simultaneously. Akapanim Shitas Rashi is that Sai the Mishnah and Sai the Braisa are talking about Simani Bagras, and it turns out that there are Be'emes seven different Shitas Atanayim, what the Simani Bagras are. What about Simani Nairis? So that the Mishnah does not talk about. That's another one of the Rishayim's Kashas on Rashi. Why does the Mishnah not tell us what the Simani Nairis are? But the Emes says Rashi himself also answers that question. Rashi in the Mishnah, but if you're Maschel Beichel, he says, Kashiyesh la Simen Dadin Ksas, Biyadua Sheheviya Shtei Cyrus Venairi. Beichel just means a simen ktsas. Any small simen, any small protrusion in the dadin is already a simen of Beichel of Nairis. And all the other simanim which are brought down in the Mishnah on the Braise, that's talking about a later stage, which is Tzemel, which is Bagras. Taisvis with the Ramaskal Eza Simeneha brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the Mishnah is talking about Simanei Nairis. And these are the four simanim that are Simanei Nairis. These are the simanim al-yainim of Nairis. And the Braise is talking about Simanei Bagras. Now, L'chaira, on Taisis we have a kasha. Why does the Mishnah not talk about the Simanei Bagras B'chlal? Why does the Mishnah just tell us Ezu Simeneha, the Simanei Nairis, and leave us wondering what the simanim of Tzemel are? So the Emes is, there's another Yusaitis Tikamachlekes Rashi and Taisvis, Mesechta Kedusha and Dafayin Tesamar Aleph, which Lechaira goes Lashitasam in our Sugya. The Gemara over there brings down the memory of Shmuel that says, Ein Bein Nairus Labagrus Ela Shisha Chadashan Bulvad. There's only 6 months between Nairus and Bagrus. Now Rashi and Taisvis over there argue. Rashi says that means that it's maximum of 6 months. But if, let's say, the Simani Bagras appear within the 6 months, so Vada, she becomes a Bagares earlier. However, Taisvis, it's actually Taisvis Yeshanim over there, but the Maharsha over there says that that's Shita of Taisvis throughout the entire Sugi over there. His Shita is that when it says, Ein Bein Nairus Labagras Ela Shisha Chadashim Bavad, it's Dafka. And La'ilam Lay Tamaher Livgar Taich Vav. It's impossible for her to have a status of a Bagares earlier than 6 months after Nairus. So Amkein Be'emes, it comes out, and this is what the Pnei Yeshua over there, Masech Tekedushin is Meir, and the Aruch Lener, and Arasugi is Meir, and many other Archlainim, that Lefi Taisvis, Be'emes, there is no need for Simani Bagras whatsoever. Because Bagras is Dafka 6 months after Nairus, like Kaidim, V'lai Acharei. It can never be before the 6 months, and it can never be after. So that would make sense why Lefi Shitas HaTaisvis in our Mishnah, Ezahu Simaneha is referring Dafka to the Simani Nairus. And the Simani Bagras come automatically 6 months later. And many Rishayna Be'emes in Masech Tanida by us speak this out, that Ezahu Simaneha is referring to the Simani Nairus, and the Bagras come 6 months later, and it's not necessary to say any Simanim whatsoever. Ayin Baramban, Ayin Baritva, V'ayid Rishayna. So it comes out that Rashi and Taisus that argue in our Mishnah whether Ezahu Simaneha is referring to the Bagras or to the Nairus, called the Shitasam Masech Tekedushin. Rashi Masech Tekedushin that says that the Simani Bagras are important because if she shows those Simanim before 6 months, she becomes a Bagaris. That's why Ezu Simaneha in our Mishnah is Simani Bagras. And Simani Nairus is Baichol, like we said before, the Rashi holds just a Simon Porta Bedadim is already a Simon Bagras. However, Taisus the Shitase that he holds that Simani Bagras are not Negea Bechlal, he learns Ezu Simaneha means Simani Nairus. And the Bagras is always 6 months later. The only problem in Shitas HaTaisus is that L'chaira, the Braise in our Gemara, says Meforish that there are Simani Bagras. Tanu Rabbanan, Elu Hein Simani Bagras, fourth Shitas in the Tanayim, what the Simani Bagras are. L'chaira, L'fi Taisus L'Shitasai, the Simani Bagras are totally irrelevant. It's only 6 months, not more and not less. And Azoi Frekt Be'emes, the Pnei Yeshua over there in Kedushin, and the Aruch Lener in our Sugya, and other Achrayim as well. So there are Kama Mahalchim, which have been said in Shitas HaTaisvis. The Pnei Yeshua over there suggests two Mahalchim. The first Mahalach, he says, is based on the Gemara over there, in Masechta Kedushin Dafayin Tes, and it's Mavur, that B'yayma de Mishlim Shisha Chadashim, on the day that the 6 months are up, then
she becomes a begaris based on the simanim. That means the rega that she shows simani bagras, the din begaris is chal, and she can be makabal her own kedushin, and her father can't be makabal kedushin for her. And that's when the simani bagras are negay according to Taisus, specifically on that day. However, the Pnei Yeshua says that it's a tremendous deichik to say that the price of Elohein Simani Bagris is talking about something which is only Negea one specific day. The second mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua over there is that this brisa is Negea in a case where we were not baidik in the girl b'shas that she became 12 years old if she had Cyrus or not. So we don't know if she was a Naira b'shaiter or not. 6 months later, we were baidik and we found that she has Simani Bagris. So the Simani Bagris work that it's b'chezkas that probably 6 months previously she had Simani Nairus, and now we can ascertain through the Simani Bagros that she actually had a din of a Naira Lemafreya 6 months earlier, and from today she has a din of a Begeris. The Pnei Yeshua is also not sefridim with this Mahalach. He considers this also a Deichik to say that the whole Indian of the Simani Bagros is just Negei in a case where they weren't Baidik B'Shas Mais if she had Simani Nairus or not. But Akapanim, these are the two possible Pirushim that it's shayach to say, the Fidashita of Taisvis and the Taisvis Yeshanim. However, the Aruch Haner in our sugya says a different Mahalach. He says that we're talking about a case where we know that when she was 12 years old, she did not show Simanim. So, meanwhile, she's not a Naira or a Gdaila B'chlal. And then, she showed Simani Bagrus. So she started only with Simani Bagrus without Simani Nairus. Zogt Aruch Haner, even though essentially these simanim are simani bagras and not simani nairus, but they also work in the same way that simani nairus work, just like in regards to simani nairus, the Gemara says that once she shows the simanim el yainim, it's biyadua that she has the simanim atachtainim, she has shtei cyrus. So too, if she begins with simani bagras, that has the same halacha, that because she's showing simani bagras, which are simanim el yainim, that tells us that from now she definitely has Shtei Cyrus. And like the Gemara says, that even if we're Baidik and we don't see the Shtei Cyrus, we know that for sure that they were Nisher, that they fell off. So the Simani Bagris are what's creating Nairus. That's the Mahalach of the Aruch Haner. So it comes out we have three Mahalachim how to understand Pshat in the Indian of Simani Bagris, the Shitas HaTaisvis in Masechet Kedushin that holds that Simani Bagris are really L'chayre, not relevant Bechlal, because Bagris is always 6 months after Nairus, not before and not after. The first Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua is that it's Negea the day Shemishlam Shisha Chadashim. The second Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua is talking about where we didn't check if she had Simani Nairus. The Simani Bagris tell us B'chazaka that she probably had Simani Nairus 6 months earlier. And the third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Aruch Haner that says that in a case where she actually did not have Simani Nairus, the Simani Bagris currently work to create a din of Nairus. Now the Aruch Haner is Maisif, being that the Simani Bagris are creating Nairus and not Bagris, so she will now be a Naira for 6 months, and she will be a Begeris 6 months later, 6 months after she actually showed the Simani Bagris, which are functioning in this case as Simani Nairus. Now the Gemara says that Elu Hein Simani Bagris. The Mashmais of the Gemara is that the Simani Bagris are creating Bagris. The Gemara can be understood Kipshutai according to the Pnei Yeshua, that says that we actually assume that from today and onwards she's a Begeris, and she was a Naira 6 months earlier. However, according to the Aruch Haner, we have to be Madchik and say that Elu ain't Simani Bagris just means that essentially these are the Simani Bagris. But they're working, the function of the Simani Bagris are to actually create Nairus and not Bagris. It's a shtickle Deichik in the Gemara, but Azoy Zok the Aruch Haner. And the fee this, the Aruch Haner is Miyashiv, a Mur Dikashvera Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perik Beis, Halacha Zayin and Ches, is Mavur that he holds that all the eight Simanim, the four that are in the Mishnah, and the four that are in the Brisa, don't create Bagrus, they create Nairus and Gadlus. Because the Rambam brings down all the eight Simanim, and the Rambam says that if she shows one of the Simanim, she's a Sufik Ktana, Sufik Naira, and if she shows all eight of the Simanim, then she's a Gedayla Vadai. So how the Rambam knows that with one it's a Sufik and with all eight it's a Vadai, that's a sugi b'fnei atzmai. But akapanim divrei Rambam we see that the function of the simanim is to create nairus and gadlus, and not bagrus. Now l'chayr, this is very shver, because bishlam of the four simanim that it's written in the Mishnah, it's possible to say that the Rambam holds like the Shita of Taisus, that says that these are simanei baichel, simanei nairus, and not simanei bagrus. But the four simanim that are written in the Gemara in the Braise, it says mefurish in the Braise, elu hein simanei bagrus. How could the Rambam be moitzi the Gemara from what it says and say that these are actually not simani bagros, but simani nairos and gadlos? So I am in the nice Kalim that they're ma'ir to this question. The Lecha Mishnah says that Kanira, the Rambam had a different girsa in the Brisa. His Brisa was Elu hein simani nairos. But the Aruch Lener and Arasugya is not willing to accept that because he says we haven't found another girsa in any of the Rishinim. And in fact, this Brisa is brought down into the Sefta and there's no other girsa there either. The girsa is Lefaneinu and in all the Rishinim, Elu hein simani bagros. So it's very shver to be machadish that the Rambam had a different girsa if there's no smach to that at all. Zok Aruch Lener, lefi his mahalach in the Gemara, lefi shita sataisvis, the Rambam is beautiful. Because although it's true that these are simani bagros, but the function of the simani bagros, be'emes, are talking about in a case where she didn't show simani nairus, so the simani bagros are creating nairus. So the Divrei HaGemara are true, and the Divrei HaRambam are true. The Gemara says that they are simani bagros, because that's what they essentially are. And the Rambam is telling you that these simani bagros show us nairus and godless. They create a din of nairus and godless, and they don't create a din of bagros. Begirus will be 6 months later. So that's how the Rambam learns pshat in the Gemara, according to the Mahalach of the Aruch Lener. According to the Pnei Yeshua Avada, the Rambam doesn't have a pshat, because he understands, Elohein simani bagros is kipshutai, that she's actually a begirus. And we now know that she was actually a Naira and a Gedayla 6 months previously. The Rambam already says, only with the Simanim she becomes a Naira and a Gedayla. So, l'fi the Rambam, you have to be Madkik in the Gemara, like the Aruch Lener, that Elohein Simani Bagras doesn't actually mean that it creates Bagras, it just means that it's Simani Bagras, but it creates Nairas and Gadlos. Now, l'chayra, there's a makam to learn Pshat in the Rambam, differently than the Aruch Lener, but even that when the Gemara says Elohein Simani Bagras, it is Kipshutai, that she actually has a din of a begaris. And this is based on a Yeduadika shtickle from Rav Chaim in Kiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Hilchas Ishus, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. Rav Chaim over there is talking about the Shitas HaRambam in regards to the din of Banim Areim Kesimanim. And his Mahalach in that Rambam teaches us a few major Yusaidis in the Inyan of Simane Gadlos in general. And we'll give some background information. The Rambam says that a Bas Sheyolda Achar Yud Beis Shana, a girl that has a child, Avo Bishalahi Via Simanim, even though she doesn't have Sheisiris, she has a din of a Gedayla, because Banim Areim Kesimanim. Now the Rambam is Mavur that it's only Chal Bashas Leida, and not that she's a Gedayla Bashas Ibor. Fregen Ala Naisekalim and Rab Chaim on the Rambam, that array it's Mavur Shagamara in Mesech Taksubas of Lamed Ches, that if she's Misaber and then she's Mailid, as soon as she's Mailid, she has a din of a Begaris. Because B'shasi Ibor, that's the Simen. And therefore she's a Naira B'shasi Ibor. 6 months later, she already has a din of a Begaris. So already you see Mefurish in the Gemara that it's the Ibor that's the Simen Godless. How could the Rambam say that she only has a din of a Gedayla, only B'shas Leida? This is the question on the Rambam. Zog Reb Chaim, the following Mahalach, and it's based on three Yesaidas. The first Yesaid is the Yesaid that has to do specifically with the Indian of Banim Areim Kesimanim. But the second and the third Yesaid are Yesaidas that have to do with the general Yesaidas of Simane Gadlos. The first Yesaid is that the Rambam holds that the Simen of Banim Areim Kesimanim is only Nigmar when this girl is Mailid a Ben Kayama. Although it's true that the Ibor itself is an indication that she's a Gedayla, but that Ibor only makes her a Gedayla if the Ibor actually comes to fruition and she's Mailed a Ben Kayama. If a Ben Kayama is never Mailed through this Ibor, then the Ibor itself isn't a Simen. So it comes out, it's only in this bar that the Ibor is actually a Simen once it comes Lamaisa and she's Mailed a Ben Kayama. Then that Simen of Ibor is actually a Simen. Because man, it's not Mailed a Ben Kayama. The Simen of Ibor is Tali Va'imid and it's not yet a Simen. That's the first Yisrael that Rabbi Chaim says in the Rambam. The second Yisrael is that L'chaira, even if the first Yisrael is true, but once she's Ma'ilat Ben Kayama, so now the Simen is Nigmar, so now we should say that we see L'mafreya, that this Ibor was actually a Ibor, which came to fruition and was Ma'ilat Ben Kayama. So L'chaira L'mafreya, she should be a G'dayla from Shas Ibor. Zok Rabbi Chaim, Yisrael number two, then regards to Simanim, the Shita Sarambam is that we don't say Igloi Milsa L'mafreya. And the chayr, the yisoid of that is because simanim are simanim kipshutam. It has to be that we see the simen that she's a gdaila. Kol zman, the simen is mitli tali va'aymed. it's not a simen gomer, and it doesn't have a din of a simen. So kolzman, we still need the leida to be magala to us that the simen is actually a simen. It's not a simen yet, and only once it's nesgala that it's a ben kayama, and now we see that the simen is a simen, so the simen is a simen. Up until then, it doesn't have a din of a simen. Now, l'chayre, we have to speak out that this yisoid of Reb Chaim teaches us something, how he understands the inyan of simanim. Because we started off this shir with the chakira, if the inyan of simanim is a siba for godless, or the inyan of simanim is a simen, it's an indication that something happened in this guf, and she's a gdaila. But not that the simen itself is what creates godless. From Reb Chaim, we see that it is that the simen itself creates a din godless. Which is why Reb Chaim could say that only the rega that the simen is nigmar and it's a full-fledged simen is when the simen has a din of a simen and she becomes a gedayla. But if Reb Chaim were to hold that the simen is just a raya ba'alma, it's just a simen ba'alma to tell us that something else took place in her guf, some development went on in her guf, which actually made her a gedayla, so this is not an inyan of lemafreya. All we need to do is find out that she actually had that maturity through the simanim. So it makes no difference when it comes and when it's nigmar. Even if the simen is not nigmar until the shas leida, but the simen is just a raya ba'alma that she has an innate godless. So avada, the godless, doesn't wait to be chal until we have a raya. The godless is chal b'shaitai, and the raya is only nigmar later. Later when the raya is nigmar, we will now know that she had the innate godless once she was in a sabra. But Reb Chaim obviously holds not like that. Reb Chaim holds that the simanim themselves create the din of godless, ukumavur belashina in the entire shtickle. And therefore, the simen has to be nigmar in order for the simen to create the din godless. And kolzman, it's mitli tali va'aymid, and it's not this galif, this ibor, is actually going to bring about a ben kayama. So the simen is not nigmar, so the din godl isn't chal yet. And only once the simen is a simen gomer, b'shas, the ibor comes to fruition and it's mailer ben kayama, now that simen actually is meichel in this girl, a din of a gedayla. So mitaych divrei Reb Chaim, we see that he holds that the simanim is what creates a din godless, and not that the simanim is just indicative of a different innate godless that went on in the guf of this girl. Al kapanim, that's the second yisoid of Reb Chaim, that we don't say gloy muslim afreya in regards to simanim. The third yisoid of Reb Chaim is, and this is going to be miyashiv, the Gemara Masechta Ksubis, that although it's true that in order for it to have a Shem Gedayla, we need to wait until the simen is nigmar and it's a full-fledged simen. But as far as counting the 6 months between Nairus and Bagrus, that we can count already from the rega that she's Re'uya Lias Gedayla. If we now know that she was Re'uya Lias Gedayla six months previously, so the 6 months pass even before she becomes a Gedayla, and now that the simen is nigmar, she's going to become a Naira and a Bugeres Bebas Achas. And the Yisoid is, because Reb Chaim holds that the din of 6 months is not that the girl has to go through three stages, Ktana, then a stage of Nairus for 6 months, and then a stage of Bugeres. But rather, that there's 6 months between the time that this guf is Re'uya Lias Naira till the time she has a din of a Bugeres. And even in a situation where she actually wasn't a Naira, and that stage was never Chal, the 6 months starts counting, and as soon as she's a gdaila, she could become a naira and a begeres bebas achas. Therefore, although the Rambam tells us that she's not a gdaila until the shas leida, but the Gemara and Ksubis nevertheless tells us that she immediately has a din of a begeres because the bagrus and the nairus are chalin bebas achas. This is the third yisoid of Reb Chaim. Based on this yisoidistic Reb Chaim, we can ulai say apshat in our Gemara to be miyashiv shitas Rambam. The Gemara says, Elu hain simanei bagras. That means that these simanim are be'etzem simanei bagras. And the pashtus of the Gemara is not like the Aruch Lener, that elu hain simanei bagras means that she gets a din of a bulgaris. The question was that if it's true that it's chal that she has a din of a bulgaris today, so then, limafreya, she should be a naira 6 months earlier. And the Rambam array is mavur that she only becomes a naira and a gedayla today, b'shas di simanim. L'chaira, the answer could be explained based on the Reb Chaim, that the Gemara is going in a case similar to the case of the Aruch Lener, where she did not have simanei nairus, she only has simanei bagras. Now when she shows simanei bagras, be'etzem, these simanim are showing in the guf of this girl, that she is today a bagaris, and that she be'etzem should have been, she was ru'uya lias naira 6 months ago. Although we didn't actually see simanei naira 6 months ago, But in the Simani Bagras state, that she's already holding Bebegaris, which means that she's holding after the stage of Nairas. So in the Simani Bagras, we see that she was Re'uya Lias Naira 6 months previously. Now, based on the two Yisraelis of Rav Chaim, we know that we don't say Iglei Milslam Afreya Legabe Godless. So therefore, the Rambam would hold that she does not have a din of a Gdaila Lemafreya. She only has a din of a Gdaila, Mikan Al Haba, from when the Simani Bagras appear. Although the Simani Bagras teach us that Lemafreya, she was Re'uya Lias Gdaila, but because the Simanim were not apparent, so Vada, she's not going to have a din of a Gdaila Lemafreya. She's only going to have a din of a Gdaila Mikan Al Haba. Nevertheless, in regards to the waiting of the 6 months, that's Reb Chaim's other Yisayid, that the 6 months Be'etzem are counted from the point in time that she was Re'uya Lias Gdaila. So the fact that we see Simani Bagras today, which tell us that she was Re'uya Lias Gdaila 6 months earlier, tell us that Be'emes, she is a Begaris today. And we started counting 6 months earlier, although the Simanim were not apparent. So it'll come out in this situation as well, similar to what the Rambam says in regards to Banam Reim Kisimanim. When the Simani Bagras appear, she has a din of a Gedaila, and she becomes a Gedaila, Naira, and a Begaris, all Babas Achas. So it comes out, Divrei HaGemara Emes, and Divrei HaRambam are Emes. The Divrei HaGemara are true that Elohim Simani Bagras creates Bagras, and the Rambam is also Emes when the Rambam says that these Simanim create Nairus and Godless. They create Babas Achas, the transition from Katnus to Nairus and Godless, and really Begaris as well. Now, although the Rambam is not Mefurish, that she doesn't have to wait another 6 months for Bagras in this situation. But L'chaira, Azekim and Mepharshein in the Rambam, in order to be Miyashiv, Divrei HaGemara in the Rambam. I and Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, that he has a different shot in the Rambam, and he also goes with this Yisoid, that the Rambam means that it's Chal Nairus and Bagras Bebas Achas. He's Mepharshet according to his Mahalach, and we're Mepharshet B'siyata D'Shmaya according to the Mahalach of Rav Chaim Halevi. But Al-Kapanim, the similarity that our Mahalach has with Avi Ezri is that he also understands that the Rambam says Nairus and Godless, he means Nairus, Godless, and Bagras, Bebas Achas. Hayaitze, in summary, that the Mishnah brings down four Shitas of Simanim, and the Gemara brings down four Shitas of Simanim. According to Shitas Rashi, Bain the Mishnah and Bain the Gemara are both talking about the Simanim of Bagras. What about Simani Nairus? That the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us, because Beichel means that there's a Simen Ksas. According to the Shita of Taisus, the Simanim of the Mishnah are talking about Simani Nairus, and the Simanim of the Brice are talking about Simani Bagras. Why the Mishnah doesn't tell us Simani Nairus? So that were Miyashiv, Al Pi Taisus L'Shitasa, Masechta Kedushin, that holds that Be'emes, Simani Bagras are not relevant. It's always 6 months after Nairus. I l'fi that what's pshat in the Simani Bagras that I mentioned in the Brice. So for that, we had three Mahalchim. According to the Shitas HaRambam, however, it seems that Bain the Simanim of the Mishnah and Bain the Simanim of the Braisa are Simanei Nairus, which varies at the Chayre, the Gemara says Mefurish in the Braisa that they're Simanei Bagras. So either we do like the Lechemish and we change the Gersa, or we say like the Lachlaner, that although they're Simanei Bagras, but the Simanei Bagras only create Nairus and they don't create Bagras. Oy Dilma, we can be Miyashav, I'll be the Yisraelis of Reb Chaim, that Be'emes creates Bagras and Nairus with Bas Achas, because we don't go Lemafreya. Ad kan this Maritik Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Mishnah in Amud Beis brings down the halacha of Islanus and Saris. And the Mishnah says that a Bas Esrim Shana that didn't bring Cyrus, so she has a din of an Islanus, and Lei Chayletzes V'Lei Misyabemes. And so to a Ben Esrim Shana Shalai Hevishtei Cyrus, the halacha is, he has a din of a Saris, and Lei Chayletz V'Lei Miyabem. And Rashi is Masber, because an Islanus and a Saris are not Bechlal, the Indian of Yibum. It can't be Mekayim Haya B'charash or tailored by an Islanus, and it can't be Mekayim L'Hakam L'Och of Shem B'Yisrael by a Saris. And therefore, at that point, they become Pater Min HaChalitza U Min HaYibum. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha from the Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos that says that Echad Li Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemechad V'Echad Li Ben Esrim Shalehevi Shtei Saris, that a Bias Ben Esrim Shalehevi Shtei Saris has a din of a Bia of a Katan that's Zokuk Liyibum. So you see that we treat this Ben Esrim Shalehevi Shtei Saris like every regular Katan, and we don't give him a din of a Saris where there's no Zika Liyibum Bechlau. That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, V'hu Shanel Dubai Simeone Saris. This that our Mishnah says that he has a din of a Saris, that's talking about where besides for the fact that he's a Ben Esrim Shana, he also has Simeone Saris. then he's potter from Yibam Lagamri. Because Mani doesn't bring Simani Saris, even though he's Ben Esim Shana, he has a din of a Katan. Ad Kandiri Gemara. So we see from this Gemara that Kozmani doesn't bring Simani Saris, he doesn't have a din of a Saris, and therefore he has a din of a Katan, he doesn't have a din of a Gadol either. Now after he brings Simani Saris, so he gets a din of a Saris, and then he has a din of a Gadol. Now the Gemara Masechet Yevamah Daf Pei brings down a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Once he shows Simani Saris, and now we know that he's a Saris, and now we know that he's a Gadol, Rav says he becomes a Saris Lamafreya, and he becomes a Gadol Lamafreya. Therefore, if he ate Chalev somewhere between the age of 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl, and the age of 20 when he brought the Simanim, Lamafreya is going to be Chayiv Achatas. Because we now know that he's a Saris, and Lamafreya we say that he had a din of a Gadol with the Shanim alone. That's according to Rav. Whereas according to Shmuel, he says, Katan Haya Ba'isa Shah. He says, we don't call him Afreya. And B'Shas Ma'is, he had a din of a Katan. He only gets a din of a Gadol later when he's a Ben Esrim and he brings Simone Saris. So the Shaila is, what's Pshat and the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel? So Rav Chaim over there, in the Kedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam, in Nilchas Isha's Perak Beis Alachotes, in the paragraph that starts, V'hinei B'Yivamas Dav Pei, he says that Pshat and Shmuel is a Vada understandable, according to his Yisoid, that he says that there's no godless limafreya, being that this saris requires simani saris in order to create godless. Although it's true that now that we have the simani saris, now we know that he be'etzem was roy to be a gadol from the time that he was 13, or a girl from the time that she was 12. But the godless needs the simani saris, and the simani saris only came afterwards. In regards to godless, kolzman the simanim don't come. It doesn't have a din of a gadol, and we don't say that once the simanim come, limafreya he was a gadol from before. Like we were masber earlier. That's pshat and shitas Shmuel. So what's pshat and kain zok b'chaim and shitas Rav? From Rav L'chayr you see that he holds that the simani saris, which are kaveh that he's a saris, and they're kaveh that he's a gadol, they work limafreya. And now he has a din of a gadol limafreya from the time that he was 13, or the girl was 12. L'chayr from Rav we should see not like his yisoy that says that there's no din godless to Mafreya. Zok Rab Chaim, this Yisoid that we say that it doesn't call him Mafreya, that's only in a situation where the Simanim are creating godless. If Simanim are creating godless, you need that it should be a Simon Gomer in order for the godless to be Chal. And we don't say that once the Simanim are there, then the Mafreya he's a Gadol. Because at that time, it wasn't really Simanim. But if you have somebody that it's not the Simanim that creates godless, it's the Shanim that creates godless, so there, Avada, once we know that this is the kind of person that has the halacha, that the shanim creates godless, so the shanim create godless, b'shas the shanim come. And there's no problem of saying it, lemafreya. Now, zok Reb Chaim, yesh lachkar, this that we say, that when there are simani saris, the halacha is, that he has a din of a gadol from the age of 13, and by a girl from the age of 12, is it pshat that the simani saris also play a role in the godless, and they're also considered simani godless? Or the Simani Saris are just Kaveya, that this person is a Saris. Once we know that this person is a Saris, so now his godless is totally in the Shanim alone. So Reb Chaim, I could bring a raya from Mufurish Rambam in Hilchos Ishos Perek Beis Halacha Yud Dalet. He says the din that a Saris has godless, that's totally in Shanim, Yud Gimel Shanim for a boy, and 12 for a girl, that's not only by a Saris Bidei Shemayim, that's even by a Saris Bidei Adam, Shenechtechu, a Nitku, a Miachu, Gidav, a Beitzav. Now that's clear that in such a situation, those simanim of nechtechu, nitku, emiachu, gidav can't be piled in the godless. The only havamina that we could say that simani saris could be piled in the godless are the simanim that come b'day shemayim. But if a person is nechtechu, gidav, that's not piled in godless. So b'achreach, the simani saris are not piled in the godless at all. They're just kaveya that this person has a din of a saris. And memeilu, the halacha is that he becomes a gadol Ayidei the Shanim alone. Now it's important to speak out another Nakuda, which is Mavur Teich Divir Reb Chaim, that we said Reb Chaim holds that in regards to godless, the Simanim are actually Kaiveya the godless. It's not just that the Simanim are Heyachacha, Baalma, and a Simon and a Riot that he's a godol, but rather the Simanim create the godless, they're a Siba for the godless. Now Yesh Lachkar, in regards to Saris, the Simanim is Saris. Do we say over there also the same thing that the Simanim are what are Kaveya that he has a Shem Saris? Aydilman, regards to Saris, the simanim are just simanim and heichacha ba'alma, that this person has a metzias of a Saris. But the simani Saris aren't actually what are keveya, they're not the siba to give him a din of a Saris. So it's mevorim mitech divrei Reb Chaim, that in regards to Saris, it's just a raya ba'alma. So the concept of simani Saris and the concept of simani godless work totally different from one another. Simani godless, they're the simanim that are mechel, they create that this person has a din of a gadol. Whereas the simani saris are just a chacha and a raya ba'alma, that this person has the metzias of a saris. Natzor le'anyanenu, Zokter B'chaim, ayidei the simani saris, we now know that this person is a saris. That yediyah avada is mevarer even l'mafreya, that he had a shem saris when he turned 13. Imkain, what makes him a gadol, are the shanim, not the simanim. Now we know that those shanim b'shaitam made him a gadol. And in regards to shanim, avada we do say l'mafreya. That's why Rav holds that he has a din of a gadol l'mafreya, and it's not a steer to the concept that simani godless don't work l'mafreya, because it's only simani godless that don't work l'mafreya. But by a saris, where the simani saris are just mevaritas that this person was a saris, and it's the shanim that creates godless, avada is going to have a din of a gadol l'mafreya. Ad kan this Meridik Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down a machlekes between Ula and Rav. If this, that the Mishnah says, that a Ben Esrim Shana and a Bas Esrim Shana has a din of an islandess and a saris, is that a full 20 years? Or that's only 19 years plus 30 days or plus a day, totally if you hold Shleishim Shana Chashav Shana or Yaymechar Chashav Shana. Now the Shita of Rav is, that even in regards to Saris, you need me'ace le'ace. Just like we need in regards to all the other ages that are brought down in this parak. In regard to Bas Shalish Shanim, that she has a din, that she's a Bas Bia, and that her Busulim are not Chayzer. There it says Bas Shalish Shanim Yemechad. In regards to Ben Teisha Shanim, that he has a din of a Ben Bia, there it says Ben Teisha Shanim Yemechad. In regards to the Halacha of Nedarim, there also it says Bas Yud Aleph, Ben Yud Beis, etc. V'yayimechad. So too, says Rav, in regards to this halacha of Ben Esrim, although it doesn't say V'yayimechad, there's a din of V'yayimechad, which means you need me'ais le'ais. Whereas Ula says that no, only wherever it says Mefurish Yayimechad, there the din is me'ais le'ais. But in regards to Saris, where it doesn't say Mefurish Yayimechad, it just says Ben Esrim. And in Bas Esrim, there you don't need me'ais le'ais. And in Echanami, Mixas Shana is Chashuv Shana. Now the Gemara brings down a brisa that says that you need me'ais le'ais in regards to five inyanim. In regards to kachim, whenever there's a halach of keves ben shnasai. In regards to gulas batei arichayma, which we have until a year to beguile a house from batei arichayma. In regards to the 2 years of stei achuza, which you could only beguile it from 2 years and onwards. In regards to sheish of eved ivri. In regards to ben abbas, where the Gemara brings down two pirushim, whether it's the ben abbas of our parak, parak yetzidayfin, or the Ben Abbas that's written in regards to Erechim. So in all these, the Braisa puts them in one Braisa and tells us you need a din of Me'es Le'es. Now the Pashas of Me'es Le'es is like we said previously, that it means you need a full Shana, and you can't suffice it with Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, or Shleishim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana, you need to go till the end of the year. Now Taisus brings down a Yedua Dekanidin, whether besides for needing a full year in Yomim, do you also need a full year in Sha'is? Do you need what's considered the classic concept of Me'es Le'es, that we should reach the time of day where the person was born, in regards to all the inyanim of this parak, of Parak Yetzidayfin? For example, to be a Bas Shalish Shanim that's Ru'i Labia, does she need to come to the time of day that she was born 3 years previously? Or in regards to the inyan of Yud Beis Shanim for a girl, or Yud Gimel Shanim for a boy, that they become a Bas and a Bar Mitzvah, do they need to reach the time of day that they were born 12 and 13 years previously? Or the beginning of the day is enough. So in this inyan, there's a major machlekes rishayim, and there's a big arichas in the achrayim ad kedei the paiskeis manenu. So we're going to say v'kitzur the ekar shitas rishayim and achrayim in this inyan. Taisus Vayah says that only in regards to the shana of kachim and in regards to batei erichayma, there you need shais, but nowhere else do you need shais, and including the ages in our parak, you do not need shais. Taisus earlier on the Memdal Amud Beis says Vizela Shainai, Kim Luhul Rabbanan Delay Ba'ishais. There's a Kabbalah which the Rabbanan had that in regards to the ages of Yaitzi Daifin, you don't need Shais. However, Rashi Masech De'erich and Dafir Chesam Adbeis, Divya Maschel Meis Leis, in regards to the ages of Perik Yaitzi Daifin, he says, Mefurish, Aisa Yaim, Va'aisa Sha'a. So you see that we do need to reach that exact time of day that the child was born. Also, Taisus Masech De'erich and Daflam Aleph, Amin Aleph, Divya Maschel Meyaim, says that all of them need Meis Leis L'Shais, and not just Kachim and Batei Arichayma. Hayyitze, that we have a machlaikis, Taisus in our parak says that you don't need Shais, whereas Rashi Masech De'erichin and Daf Yirches and Taisus in Erich and Daf Lamed Aleph also says you need Shais. And v'cheheina, there are many more shitas to Rishayim in this Inyan, whether you do need Shais or you don't need Shais. There's a third shita, which is the Divrei Chamudais in our parak Oisei, and so too such a shita is brought down in the Be'er Heitiv and Arichayim, Simon Nun Gimel Sif Yud B'Shem the Mahari Bruna. And they say that in order to be a bar mitzvah, it has to be 13 years plus a full day. And the Divrei Chamudais is masbir, because be'emes you need me'eis le'eis even in regards to sha'is. Now that's something which is nitin l'shiurim. The exact time of the sha'is could be any time within that day. Therefore the chachamim were kaveya, le'nosnu chachamim divreim l'shiurim, they always need 13 years plus a day. Now, although the Divrei Chamudais uses the Lashon of the Chachamim, but it's clear mitayich dvarav that he means, even on a deraisa level, bein lahachmer, bein lahakil, because that's the regular derech of the Torah, that the Torah says a specific zman, which is uniform for everybody, and therefore it has to be 13 years plus a full day. This three-way machlaikis, be'emes, has to do with how we're mefarish to pasha pshat in the wording of the Mishnah of Yud Gimel V'yayim Echad. And so too in regards to the other shurim, whenever it says V'yayim Echad. According to the Mahalach that you don't need Shais, V'yayim Echad is just emphasized to tell you that you need a full 3 years or 12 years or 13 years, whatever it is. So that you shouldn't think that Miksas Shana is Chashav Shana. But you don't actually need anything more than the full amount of the years. V'yayim Echad is just coming to tell you that you need the full years up until the Saif of the Shana. However, according to the Mahalach that you need Shais, Zok the Tumim, in Siman Lamed Hei, Sifkatan Aleph, they're mefarish that into the terminology of V'yayim Echad. V'yayim Echad means, plus you have to go into the actual day that this boy turned bar mitzvah, because at some time during this day, is going to reach the time of Shais, and that's when it's going to be Chal, that he's a bar mitzvah. And the third mahalach, the mahalach of the Divrei Chamudais, the Divrei Chamudais says that that's Pshat in V'yayim Echad, and he's mefarish that Taich Divrei, Taisus and Masech Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, that V'yayim Echad means, and a full day. Yud Gimel Shanim, V'yayim Echad, plus another whole day. Adkan, the three Iker Shitas. Now we have to understand, on a Lamdash level, what's the need in over here? Now, Ayin and Teferis Yisrael and Mishnayis, Ais Mem, that he comes to explain why Be'emes, in regards to the ages of our Perek, don't we say that Yayim Echad B'Shanah is Chashav Shana, or Shleishim Yayim B'Shanah is Chashav Shana? And he says, because the ages in our Perek are things that are tolei b'chizuk sichli or chizuk haguf. That means to say all the ages, even though they're all halacha l'meishem yisinais, like we brought down in an earlier shir, b'shem, the tshuvas harosh, and klal tezayin, nevertheless, these ages are based on a certain milestone within the guf of the child. Once a child is 3 years old, the guf is roi l'biya. And we are marach on this b'siyat l'shmai in the shir to daf memhei, that it's mitli tolei in the metzias of b'suleh ha'chayzrin. And so too, Ben Teisha Shana V'yayim Echad also has to do with a certain development within the guf of the Ben. And so too, all the other ages of this Perek have to do with a certain development within the guf, whether it's a chizuk sichli or a chizuk gufni. Memeila, you need a full year, and you can't go with the din of V'yayim Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. That's only in regards to things that are a din taira. It has to have a din shana. So 1 day or 30 days has a din shana. But something that's be'ikr mitli toloi in the metzias in the guf needs a full year. Lefi this, lechayretz mistaber, that you would also need me'es leis. Lechayre min asvar, we would say, that their guf reaches that level of development once the amount of time elapses, that's a full 13 years or 12 years or whatever other age. Having reached the beginning of the day should not be enough. This would explain the tzad that you do need me'es leis. So im kain et tzarech bir, what's the pshat in the shitas that hold that it's enough to reach the beginning of the day? So maybe there is a certain metzias that once we reach that day, that the guf is going to be 13 years old or 12 years old, So the Metzias is already present from the beginning of the day. But with Tzarech Ian, how that works, mitzad the Metzias. But the Maisa, the Achrayinim, they're masber that the Yisoid is because of the din of Miktsas Hayoim Kukulai. Now even though that's also a Halacha de Kazakh and not a Metzias de Kazakh, Tzarech Leimar, that the Svara of the Tiferes Yisrael is why we need a full Shana. But Akalpanim, once Chazal and the Halacha L'Meshe Mesinai were Kaveya, that on a specific day, the din is chal, that she's a bas bia, or he's a bar mitzvah, or whatever other inyanim we have in our parak, we can use the concept of mitzvah zem kakulai to say that from the beginning of the day, that din is already chal. Now we find two different halachim and achrayinim, how mitzvah zem kakulai works over here. The Chazon Ish, in Parah Simon Aleph, he says that the yom haleida, we dan mitzvah zem kakulai. Being that part of that day, this child was already born, so it's as if it had been born previously from the beginning of the day. This is an interesting application to the concept of Mixas Hayom Kekulai, where the Seif Hayom is considered that it was as if he was around already from the beginning of the day. However, Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Ishas, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf Aleph, he says that we use Mixas Hayom Kekulai, legabi the last day. Once we reach a small part of the last day, we don't have to reach Me'es Le'es, it's already Mixas Hayom Kekulai. According to the Avi Ezri, we do need a tiny small amount of being nichnas into the day that he's bar mitzvah in order for it to be chal. There's no practical nafkamina because it could be a small second, but we need that second in order to make Mixas Hayom Kekulai. So l'chari yesh leimar, this is the nidin in the Rishayim, whether or not you need choice or you don't need choice. The Shitas that hold you do need choice say that because it's mititali mitzias, so you have to wait until that amount of time. Whereas the Shitas Rishayim that say that you don't need choice, they hold that once it was Nikva, B'Tayras HaHalacha, that's the day that he turns a bar mitzvah, that she becomes a bas bia, v'chehena in regards to other nyanim, so the din of Mixas Yom Kekulei can apply, and from the beginning of the day, he already has that din that it's chal, that he's a bar mitzvah and she's a bas bia, v'chulo. Yesh oid ma'alaharech b'zeh, v'ein kan m'kaymoi, Adkan this Inyan and Adkan the Shir from Masech Tanida Daf Mem Zayin.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClimis on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at ShasIlluminated@gmail.com.